heavily in damage control mode, not only trying to shore up support on Capitol Hill, but also trying to make his case through these public interviews. And during that interview with Megyn Kelly, he sounded very confident about his ability to be confirmed by the Senate. He also denied all of the accusations against him, including sexual misconduct, financial mismanagement, and alcohol abuse.
New York City police say they still don't have a motive in today's deadly shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The gunman still at large after shooting Thompson outside a hotel. At least 8 U.S. telecom firms, its customers, and dozens of nations have been targeted by a massive Chinese hacking campaign. That according to a top White House official. This is ABC News. Burritos at one popular chain will cost you more.
Leaders at Chipotle had said they were trying to figure out how not to raise prices, but inflation could not be avoided. Chipotle executives saying higher costs for things like beef, avocados, queso, sour cream, and labor all have to be offset with higher menu prices, and that it hasn't raised prices nationally in over a year. It did raise them in California this year because of a new $20 an hour minimum wage law for fast food workers. In this round, Chipotle is raising prices about 2%. In response, Chipotle's stock price rose. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell advocating for his agency's autonomy from the Washington political machine. At an event sponsored by the New York Times, Powell says it's the Fed's job to set interest rates without any political influence. President-elect Trump has signaled and been critical of the Fed, saying he would have a say in interest rate policies when he gets to the White House. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. There is a wind advisory for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, Grant, Sauk, and Iowa counties until midnight. That's because stronger winds with cold temperatures will be going on tonight. Snow flurries expected to end around midnight with a low of 10. Winds will be out of the northwest 20 to 25 with gusts up to 40. More sunshine with winds slowly decreasing through the day tomorrow, high 24. Winds northwest 10 to 20 with gusts up to 30. And then increasing clouds with cold temperatures tomorrow night and a low of 10. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northeast at 23 miles per hour, making it feel like it's 3 degrees outside, and our current temperature is actually 20 degrees. And because of the high winds and for the concern of safety for those going down to see the attraction and those that work there, Rotary Lights in the Park has been canceled for this evening. Once again, Rotary Lights in the Park has been canceled tonight due to high winds.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A UW-Madison student is the lone survivor of a deadly crash in a Cybertruck. Last week in California, 4 students were in the Tesla truck when it jumped a curb and got wedged between a wall and a tree, bursting into flames. 3 of the college students inside died. The 4th is a UW-Madison business student named Jordan Miller. His dad says a bystander pulled Miller out of the truck. He's now in critical condition. Authorities believe speed was a factor in the crash. This accident made headlines around the country because the Cybertruck has been recalled 6 times since it went on sale last year. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is once again calling on Congress to pass a new farm bill. before the end of the year. Senator Baldwin criticized lawmakers for continuing to kick the can down the road on passing the bill, which includes numerous resources for farmers and helps set the framework for programs like SNAP and nutrition initiatives. A new farm bill is supposed to be passed every 5 years, but a new one hasn't been passed since 2018. The last farm bill was extended for an extra year, but now lawmakers must pass a new one or extend it again. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin's bipartisan legislation with Senator J.D. Vance passed unanimously on the Senate floor. The Invent Here, Make Here Act of 2023 ensures taxpayer-funded inventions are not manufactured in adversarial countries like China, but rather in the United States. The bill builds on bipartisan legislation championed by Senator Baldwin and signed into law that requires taxpayer-funded research that leads to inventions that boost national security are made in the United States. While current law requires federally funded inventions to be manufactured in the United States, the requirement is often waived, allowing cutting-edge taxpayer-funded technologies to be licensed to foreign companies and manufactured in countries like China. In a noteworthy example of the flawed process, an investigative report in August 2022 found that a breakthrough battery technology invented in a federal lab had been licensed to a Chinese company and was being manufactured in China. The Invent Here, Make Here Act would prohibit waivers for applications that intend to manufacture in a country of concern, currently China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran. The legislation would also increase scrutiny of waiver requests, requiring written authorization by the President of the United States. The bipartisan legislation will also help American companies access and manufacture inventions developed with taxpayer-funded research. The bill requires the National Institute of Standards and Technology to improve coordination with other federal agencies to encourage the commercialization of federal research by domestic manufacturers and ensure that projects funded through the Technology Innovation and Partnerships Directorate at the National Science Foundation prioritize domestic manufacturing. The Board of Commissioners of Public Lands, chaired by Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, approved $3.4 million in financing for the City of Sun Prairie to support the expansion of the Sun Prairie Public Library. The library, built over 25 years ago, will use the approved funds to expand its footprint and increase vital community services. In collaboration with the community, the library's leadership has outlined specific goals for the expansion, which include creating new private spaces for remote workers, a makerspace with specialized equipment for STEM and art projects, and a large outdoor amphitheater. Notably, the library also plans to convert its large atrium space, currently serving as an extreme weather shelter, into a community resiliency center. Public Health Sauk County has partnered with the nonprofit organization Start Healing Now to install 2 overdose aid kits in the bathrooms at Spring Green Community Library. Overdose aid kits, or OAKS, are metal boxes that include Narcan, a medication that can reverse an opioid overdose. The box also contains breathing mask, instructions for administering Narcan in an emergency, disposal prescription packets that provide a safe solution for the disposal of unused or expired medications, fentanyl test strips that can detect the presence of fentanyl in different drugs, and local, state, and national resources for those struggling with substance use. Any community member can access the oak boxes and the free supplies inside during the library's business hours. SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo's Family Birth Suites has achieved the Cribs for Kids Safe Sleep certification, an accolade that underscores its commitment to promoting infant safety in the community. As part of this initiative, the Family Birth Suite staff organized a successful diaper drive to benefit local families while educating the community on the importance of safe sleep practices for infants. The diaper drive resulted in the donation of over 1,000 diapers to the AIM Women's Resource Center. This nonprofit pregnancy center, dedicated to serving women and families in Baraboo and surrounding communities, received the diapers along with crucial information on the ABCs of safe sleep alone, on their back, and in a crib. These guidelines are essential for reducing the risk of sudden infant death syndrome and ensuring the safety and well-being of newborns. For those interested in learning more about the AIM Women's Resource Center and the services they provide, visit aimbaraboo.com. For information about St. Clair Hospital's Family Birth Suites and the Safe Sleep Certification, call 608-356-1520. A special program aimed at helping Wisconsin residents caring for loved ones hits an important milestone. The Wisconsin Wayfinder program has helped over 2,200 families and nearly 670 caregivers since it started last year. The program, backed by the Department of Health Services, connects caregivers of children with special needs with resources and experts. It's designed to help caregivers stay up to date on local services and navigate the healthcare system. If you need support caring for a loved one, find out more online at dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. A preliminary hearing was held yesterday for 43-year-old Victoria Nahas of Boscobel. Nahas is facing one felony count of child abuse with intent to cause harm, stemming from an altercation with a 6-year-old special needs student at Boscobel School on November 5th. According to evidence recorded on a video camera, Nahas inserted herself into an exchange between the student and two other staff members, ultimately slapping the student. During yesterday's preliminary hearing, probable cause was found, and Victoria Nahas will be going to trial. Her next scheduled court appearance is January 29th. If found guilty, Nahas could face penalties up to $10,000 and 6 years in jail. The Boscobel School Board accepted Nahas' resignation last month following the incident. Enjoy the sounds of the season as performed by the Richland Center High School Band tonight at 7:30 in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. The evening will feature the Freshman Concert Band and Symphonic Band performing holiday classics. The band's annual cookie walk will also be held tonight prior to the concert beginning at 6. Holiday cookies will be available for purchase by the box in the West Commons. And don't forget to pick up your Meet for the Beat raffle tickets. The RCHS bands are sponsoring the 17th annual Meet for the RCHS Band Beat Raffle. The Meet for the Beat drawing will be held Friday, December 20th. Get your holiday season started with great music, delicious cookies, and a chance to win your holiday dinner tonight at the Richland Center High School Band Concert. Admission is $5 or by activity pass. Governor Tony Evers, in partnership with the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions and the Wisconsin Higher Education AIDS Board, is encouraging Wisconsin students and families to complete the free application for federal student aid for the 2025-26 academic year as part of the National FAFSA Filing Month. Governor Evers proclaimed this month as FAFSA Filing Month throughout the state of Wisconsin, encouraging high school counselors, principals, superintendents, after-school programs, parent groups, nonprofit organizations, and local and state education organizations to assist students and families in completing the FAFSA as the first step toward achieving their college and career aspirations. The FAFSA filed annually is the gateway to nearly all federal, state, and institutional financial aid, including scholarships, grants, work-study funds, and federal student loans, plus many private scholarship providers require it as well. For those looking to enroll in post-secondary education during the 2025-26 academic year, it's important to submit the FAFSA as soon as possible and take time to understand the various deadlines that apply. Students and families with questions about the FAFSA should contact Federal Student Aid or the Federal Student Aid Information Center, which provides support on behalf of the U.S. Department of Education. For more FAFSA tips, follow Federal Student Aid on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube for informational videos and educational webinars. Today's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle is Brenda Olson.
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Shirley Jean Tally Gruber, 84 of Spring Green, died last Wednesday at Greenway Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Burial will be Friday at 10 in the Norway Grove Cemetery, DeForest. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Shirley Jean Tally Gruber, 84 of Spring Green. Richard Rick Meixelsperger, 71 of Spring Green, died Friday. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will follow at the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. Luke's Catholic Church Friday from 9:30 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, a memorial will be established in Rick's name. Richard Rick Meixelsperger, 71 of Spring Green. Kathy Cox, 67 of Richland Center, died Saturday at the Richland Hospital. A gathering of family and friends will be held Saturday from noon until 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A private family burial will be held at a later date at the Basswood Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Kathy Cox, 67 of Richland Center. Jeffrey Lee Corning, 69 of Laval, died Sunday. A funeral service will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 1:30. A luncheon will be held after the service at Club Chaparral in Waniwak. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Laval Team Penning Association. Jeffrey Lee Corning, 69 of Laval. Marge Sherwin, 75 of Richland Center, died Saturday at a Grace Hospice Care in Fitchburg. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 11 until 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Marge Sherwin, 75 of Richland Center. Lawrence Paul, Larry Kataravic, 75 of Tomahawk, formerly of Richland County, died unexpectedly Thursday at Aspirus Hospital, Wausau. Funeral services will be held Saturday, December 14th at 11 o'clock at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center with burial in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday, December 14th from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to Whitetails Unlimited, Wisconsin headquarters. Lawrence Paul, Larry Kataravic, 75 of Tomahawk, formerly of Richland County.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. A wind advisory will remain in effect for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, Grant, Thauk, and Iowa counties until midnight tonight. We're going to continue to have mostly cloudy skies, and winds are going to still be coming from the northwest. 20 to 30 miles per hour, gusts up to 45 as we head into tonight. Blowing snow is expected to reduce visibility for a little while. We're also looking at snow flurries to stick around, and that's going to end around midnight, temperatures dropping down to the single digits into the low teens. For our Thursday, we're going to have more sunshine with winds slowly decreasing through the day, still coming from the northwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusts up to 30, highs in the mid-20s. Heading into Thursday night, an increase in clouds can be expected with colder temperatures, lows in the low teens. Winds will be on the calm side, coming from the west, just up to 5 miles per hour. As we get into the end of this week on Friday, partly cloudy skies and a slight bit warmer. We're looking at calmer winds sticking around once again from the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour, highs in the mid to upper 20s. For this upcoming weekend on Saturday, partly cloudy with afternoon breeze, and it's going to be much warmer to kick off the weekend. Highs are actually going to be in the mid to upper 30s. That is going to help melt some of the snow. For Sunday, we're looking at partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies with mild temperatures and breezy winds. Light rain showers are starting in the late afternoon. We're looking at highs in the low to mid 40s. You heard that right. Low to mid 40s. For Monday, we're looking at mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of light showers, turning to possible snow late at night. Still warm and breezy, highs in the upper 30s to low 40s. And as we get into Tuesday, decreasing clouds with cooler temperatures will be settling in. Highs are expected to be in the mid to upper 20s. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Heath Bradburn. Have a great rest of your Wednesday.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and windy with a temperature of 20 degrees after a high today of 36 and a morning low of 20. Yesterday's high was 28 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 2017 is 63 degrees, with a record low of 12 below set back in 1886. Last year's high was 39 with a low of 32. Sunset took place tonight at 4:26, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:18. The winds are out of the east at 19 miles per hour, creating wind chills of 5. The barometric reading is 29.66, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 20 degrees. And with this information to pass along, once again, the Rotary Lights in the Park has been canceled this evening due to the high winds. Once again, the Rotary Lights in the Park that was supposed to be held tonight at Kroska Park has been canceled due to high winds.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Week 4 games of the 2024-25 Richland Center Church League volleyball season were played last night and on Monday evening as well at the Richland Center Community Center. The A division results include Richland Baptist Temple 1 defeating Bethel Lutheran 3-0. It was St. John's blanking Avoca Bible 1 3-0, and Free Methodist 1 had a bye. In the B division, the results include Church of the Nazarene 2 defeating 5 points 2-1, Grace Community 2 downed Richland Baptist Temple 4, 3-0. It was Beulah Wesleyan 1, topping Richland Baptist Temple 2, 2-0. Boscobel Assembly of God beat Richland Baptist Temple 3, 2-0. Avoca Bible 2 downed Beulah Wesleyan 2, 3-0. Church of the Nazarene 1 topped Free Methodist 2, 2-1. And Hidden Valley Community defeated Grace Community 1, 2-0. And you can find out more information about Richland Center Church League Volleyball on www.rcchurchleague.com. The Badgers opened the Big Ten Conference play last night at home with a 67-64 loss to Michigan. Shooters for both teams were off the mark, with neither hitting 40% field or even as much as 25% on three-pointers. Wisconsin's John Tanjay scored 18 points despite foul trouble, and sophomore John Blackwell had 16. The Badgers' next action is Saturday against in-state rival Marquette at the Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee. The Bucks were locked in from outside the arc while rolling past the Detroit Pistons last night, 128-107. Milwaukee advances in the NBA in-season tournament by hitting 23 of 41 three-point attempts, earning the number one seed from its group. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 28 and Damian Lillard had 27, but the Bucks bench was productive with 46 points. Coach Doc Rivers' team has won 9 of the last 10 games. Atlanta visits the Pfizer Forum tonight for a regular season game. And Milwaukee and New York are back in the NBA Cup quarterfinals, just like they were a year ago. The other 6 remaining Cup contenders are Oklahoma City, Golden State, Houston, Dallas, Atlanta, and Orlando. They are heading there for the first time. Group play in the NBA Cup is over, and next week's quarterfinal matchups are set. Orlando goes to Milwaukee, and Atlanta will visit New York on the Eastern Conference side of the bracket. And then next week, while Oklahoma City will play host to Dallas, and Houston will host Golden State in the Western Conference quarters.
Dr. Seuss once said, sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple. Schwartz Insurance Agency wants you to be sure that your auto, home, farm, life, and health insurance questions are answered, whether the questions are complicated or simple. Call 647-8891 or stop at 152 North Main Richland Center and visit Schwartz Insurance, your locally staffed agency representing many insurance companies, including Wilson Mutual, to help provide answers to your questions.
The NFC leading Detroit Lions host Green Bay on Thursday night, aiming for a franchise record winning streak and a series sweep against the Packers. Detroit has matched a team mark with 10 straight wins and has won 11 of its first 12 games for the first time. Green Bay has won 5 straight NFC North road games, including last year's at Detroit on Thanksgiving. The Lions won at Green Bay 24-14 last month. Green Bay and Detroit will play their third game in 12 days. The Lions will host Buffalo, and the Packers will play at Seattle next week. And for tomorrow night's contest between Detroit and Green Bay, kickoff for that contest will be at 7:15, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game tomorrow night right here on WRCO 100.9 FM, with the pregame starting at 5. The worst season for a Badgers football team in years is reflected on this year's all Big Ten teams. Senior guard Joe Huber was named to the coach's third team. Other than honorable mentions, that was it for Wisconsin following a 5-7 season. Receiving honorable mentions were punter Atticus Bertrams, cornerback Ricardo Hallman, left tackle Jackson Nelson, running back Tali Walker, and safety Hunter Waller. Oregon started signing day behind Ohio State and Michigan in the Big Ten recruiting rankings and was poised to finish on top. The Ducks flipped 5-star cornerback Nahum Olford from the Buckeyes and the 4-star quarterback Jaron Kawhi from California. Those additions pushed them to number 4 nationally and number 1 in the Big Ten in the 247 sports composite rankings. A Big Ten high, 4 5-star recruits signed with the Ducks. Quarterback Bryce Underwood, the number one national recruit, was scheduled to sign his letter of intent with Michigan tonight. And Miami's playoff hopes took a nosedive while Alabama's got a boost in the last rankings before the college football playoff bracket is set next weekend. The Hurricanes moved down 6 spots to number 12 after suffering their second loss of the season. They are 1 spot behind the Crimson Tide, who won last week and moved up 2 spots to number 11. Alabama is projected as the last team in and the fourth from the Southwest Eastern Conference. Oregon stayed at number one for the 5th straight week and will head into Saturday's Big Ten title game as the only undefeated team in big-time college football. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
This holiday season, let your business grow with WRCO Radio, the place to go. Affordable rates and results that are clear. We'll connect you to customers far and near. With Henry, your ads will delight. He'll make them sparkle like holiday lights. Promote your sales, events, or cheer, and wrap up success to end the year. Call 647-2111 today. It's your time. Let Henry make your business shine. Walsh's Ace is now your one-stop shop for all your car key needs. Whether it's making a new key, a new remote, giving your current remote a facelift, or even getting a new proximity key, Walsh's Ace can do it all. Stop in and see what they can do for you. Walsh's Ace can cut and program keys and fobs that cover approximately 92% of all cars on the road. Walsh's program keys on site and can save you up to 60% off dealership prices. Stop in to check it out at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center and at Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful heart.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs were lower Wednesday. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short-stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, Stein has been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short-stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower. South American conditions are generally favorable with the USDA's updated crop production projections out on the 10th. South Korea did buy 30,000 tons of U.S. soybean oil ahead of the open. January beans were 8 lower at 983 and 3 quarters. March was down 7.5 at 989 and 3 quarters. January bean meal was up $1.50 at 291.90, and January bean oil was down 72 points at 41.42. Corn was lower, monitoring conditions in South America with rain in the forecast for dry parts of Argentina over the next couple of weeks. That canceled out some of the positive influence from solid feed, fuel, and export demand. March corn was 2.25 lower at 4.30, and May was down 2.5 at 4.35.5. And wheat was mixed. Export demand's good, but Russia and now Argentina both have price advantages over the United States. Recent heavy rain in parts of Australia is expected to have some impact on crop quality. March Chicago was up 3/4 at 5.48.25. March Kansas City was 3/4 higher at 5.42.5. March Minneapolis wheat at midweek was down 0.5 at 5.89.5. Live and feeder cattle were pressured by the lower midday box beef while waiting for widespread direct business. Megan Grebner has more on that in just a moment. February live was down 75 at 188.32. April was 65 lower at 190.50. January feeders were down 235 at 256.95. March was $1.57 lower at 255.70. And hogs were down on questions about sustained domestic pork demand. February lean was $1.50 lower at 86.35, and April was down 132 at 91. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
GHX is changing the entire seed experience to maximize your yield potential. And we have the numbers to prove it. Across 11 trials in Wisconsin, new GO3-UO8D brand out-yielded DeKalb DKC-5218 by an 11.2 bushel per acre average in 2024. Get more local yield results at goldenharvestseeds.com/cornyield.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Olivo Soybean Seed Treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet again Wednesday. Bids did surface at $190 live and $295 dressed, both in Nebraska. Asking prices were at $192 to $194 live in the south, while nothing was floated out of the north. Boxed beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice down $250 at $308.33. Select was $237 lower at $277.70. Estimated cattle slaughter was 125,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and down about 1,500 on the year. Cash hogs closed mixed with a solid negotiated run. Bear was in gilt at the national daily director, up 73 cents with a weighted average of 87.62. The Iowa Minnesota closed $1.06 lower with a weighted average of 87.63. The Western Corn Belt was down $1.14 with a weighted average of 87.63. Pork values were about steady, down just a penny at 89.60. And estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and up about 3,500 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. Next Thursday is our huge equipment consignment auction at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This auction features two farm lines and tons of tractors, skid loaders, trucks, trailers, planting and tillage equipment, support equipment, and more. Mark your calendars and plan to attend the December Equipment Consignment Auction, Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. We're already gearing up for our Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction in mid-February. Consignments are already arriving at the Hillsboro Auction Yard, and we'll have the first list out shortly. Get your equipment up to Hillsboro before it gets too cold. Our team is hot selling real estate with listings and accepted offers from Beaver Dam to Stoughton to Boscobel and everywhere in between. Our real estate team brings the whole package: stout marketing campaigns, smart agents, and a get it sold mentality. Give us a call if you're interested in selling your property next year. More info on all of these auctions and how to sell with us at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. A U.S. Treasury official says renewable fuels producers will be able to take advantage of sustainable aviation fuel tax credits in 2025. Treasury spokesman Michael Martinez tells Brownfield the Treasury anticipates issuing guidance before the end of the Biden administration that will enable eligible producers to claim the 45Z tax credit for 2025. More news is next.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Ellie Robinson from Mineral Point High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Ellie loves high school sports and will get the opportunity to take her skill to the college ranks in cross country.
I'm so grateful to be surrounded by people that have helped me get to that level, and glad that I worked hard and was able to commit to South Dakota State.
She grew up on a farm and said 4-H and FFA have helped her grow.
I think FFA is a great organization. They provide a lot of knowledge about not just agriculture, but life in general. FFA really does make you get out there a little bit. It also teaches you a lot of values and skills. Like, I've learned a lot about responsibility, hard work ethic.
She's enjoying volunteering and working to help others.
I think it's very important to help others who are not as fortunate. I think it's important that they have a good life and they get the opportunities that other people have.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Industry officials say the U.S. Treasury's declaration that guidance on the 45Z sustainable aviation fuel tax credits is expected by the end of January is a good step. However, John Fear with Growth Energy tells Brownfield the industry needs long-term certainty.
Because these are new investments. This is not something we've made before. This is essentially taking alcohol and supercharging it so you can use it in a plane. And in order to do that, you have to build a pretty costly facility, but you got to have years available. You got to have a way to pencil that out.
Interest can be a hidden cost farmers need to manage. Joe Barker is with CHS Hedging.
When I talk to farmers about, you know, marketing their crop, we try to remind them about the cost of money and what has happened to them on interest costs.
The domestic ethanol supply grew for a fifth week in a row, totaling 23 million barrels, an increase of 134,000 on the week. More news at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Harchi Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction design, delivery, and more. Harchi Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Using harvest data to make seed selections for 2025. Hello, I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Channel Seed. Farmers should keep several factors in mind when analyzing their harvest data. Iowa-based Channel technical agronomist Lauren Botine says selecting a seed trait that protects against corn rootworm pressure should be top of mind for next year. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's wider spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corn traits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
At Bayer, we think farmers have made enough trade-offs. That's why we created VT4 Pro with RNAi technology, so you don't have to choose between yield potential or our widest spectrum of insect protection. You get both. And you're even protected against notorious pests like corn earworm and corn rootworm. Visit VT4Pro.com to trait up without the trade-offs. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2024 Bayer Group, all rights reserved.
Farmers should keep several factors in mind when making their seed selections for 2025. In this episode of Managing for Profit, Iowa-based Channel technical agronomist Lauren Botine explains more.
Think back to the growing season and kind of think back how corn rootworm pressure was in the, you know, in the form of any root digs that the farmer might have done or have completed, or maybe that the channel seed professional had done for the farmer, to kind of evaluate how much feeding was done on those roots and how well the trait package that was placed on those acres was performing.
She says local harvest results and product performance can vary.
Our farmer should look at any test plot results that are closest to their farming operation to look and evaluate, you know, at the soil type similarities, also the growing condition similarities, and just general environment should be similar to their operation. So the test results should most closely mimic what their operation is like. Then I also like to look, a lot of our plot test results have, we record the previous year crop. So if wanting to evaluate our trait packages, it's most important to look at that corn-on-corn plot.
Botine says several products performed well in 2024.
Our VT4 Pro with RNAi technology is our newest trait package that's been newly available to farmers. I would say it's suited for that kind of that low to moderate corn rootworm pressure acre with those areas that are higher at risk for earworm and western bean cutworm. But it's very suitable for those kind of rotated acres with emerging pest pressure that has the three above ground mode of action with that Tracepta technology, as well as two below ground modes of action. And then we have our SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology, which is recommended for the high corn rootworm pressure acres, especially those corn-on-corn acres that have been in corn-on-corn for several years. Speak with your local channel seed professional or technical agronomist or field sales representative. They are very good at helping place the right product for the right acre.
For more information, growers can contact their local channel seed pros. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Channel Seed.
On the third day of Christmas, Court & Main gave to me 25% off all red Christmas decor, valid only today. Watch out for tomorrow's daily deal.
Swift with Silent Night on Country and Community. Good evening. My name is Tim Thede. Hoping you're not blown away on this Wednesday evening. Right now, our current temperature is 20 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer at 547. And our winds are out of the east-southeast at 16 miles per hour this evening, which means it feels like it's 7 degrees out there. So if you're out and about and have to go anywhere, be sure you're prepared just in case something happens. Hate to have you have the car stall or go off the roadway and have you get cold, because it is a cold one out there, especially with those winds blowing. We had gusts up to close to 30 miles per hour today, too. So it's supposed to be that way throughout the evening. And that's why we do have a wind advisory for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, Grant, Sauk, and Iowa counties until midnight tonight. And because of those high winds, rotary lights in the park is canceled for this evening. They felt to keep for the safety of those that visit and for the workers there that they would cancel it this evening, but they'll be back on tomorrow night. So if you're planning on going out there, wait till tomorrow night. And you do have up until New Year's Eve to see Rotary Lights in the Park. And just let you know that starting again tomorrow, each night with walkthroughs will be from 6 to 6:50 and drive-throughs from 7 to 9. And then, so be careful out there, everybody. Hopefully the winds won't put too much of a damper on your evening. And please try to stay warm as well.
Are you looking to upgrade your sleep experience? Stop into Wirtz Bed and Linen in Spring Green. See our exceptional line of high-quality Wisconsin-made mattresses. This holiday season, receive free delivery and disposal on all mattress products. Also, receive 10% off our already unbeatable prices, plus 15% off all mattress accessories. Our new store hours, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Wilkinson Auctions huge equipment consignment auction Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This equipment auction features two farm lines and tons of quality equipment, including tractors, planting and tillage equipment, trucks, trailers, ATVs, skid loaders, dozers, and cattle equipment. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The December Equipment Consignment Auction, Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Men are so hard to shop for. Ladies, do you get stuck not knowing what to get your guy? He already has tools, clothes, sporting goods, and electronics. Hey, this is Amanda at JJ Welsh Jewelers, and I bet I know something your guy doesn't have much of. Jewelry, or maybe even a nice watch. We've recently put together some really neat jewelry that Wisconsin guys will actually wear. From amazing Glock watches to masculine chains, crosses, bracelets, and even really cool dog tags that can be engraved. And so many more amazing ideas for that hard-to-buy-for guy for Christmas. Shop JJ Welsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
There's been times I let my faith run thin, not been the man I should have been. After all the trouble I've been in, I'd have gave up on.
Miracles around me.
Christmas treasures on WRCO Radio are a gift to you and your family from the WCCU Credit Union and Joan Chevrolet.
The hum of a favorite carol, the rustle of wrapping paper, the crackle of a cozy fire, these are the sounds that fill our hearts during Christmas. Listen closely. The season is singing just for you. Treasure every note, every moment.
The Jones family sincerely thanks you for your business. It's the wish of everyone here at Jones Chevrolet and Napa Auto and Truck Parts that each and every one of you has a wonderful holiday season with family and friends. Jones Chevrolet and Napa are committed to quality, service, and savings to Southwest Wisconsin now and in the new year. We look forward to seeing you soon. Merry Christmas from Jones Chevrolet and Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center and Boscobel.
As the nights grow longer, the lights of Christmas shine brighter. In every flickering candle and twinkling bulb, there's a reminder of hope, love, and the promise of better days. Let the light of this season guide your heart.
Get into the holiday spirit with WCCU Credit Union as we celebrate the season of giving. Shop your local businesses, donate to area food pantries, and support organizations who collect toys to bring joy to many. Also, join WCCU by wearing red on Fridays to remember everyone deployed and contribute to our care packages for local troops. From all of us at WCCU, best wishes for a safe and joyous holiday season.
Christmas treasures, celebrating the real reason for the season, are sponsored on WRCO Radio by Jones Chevrolet and the WCCU Credit Union.
Drove from Knoxville to Myrtle Beach, seven buddies and an old RV, beer cooler and no AC, just to say we did. That night we climbed up Chimney Rock, knowing it was a real long drive. 3, 2, 1, we jumped off, just to say we did. Never had no rhyme or reason why, it just seemed like the thing to do at the time. Just to say we did, just to feel alive, to take a leap of faith, feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love, wild and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did. She said I'd never
seen the Vegas lights, spun the wheel, or rolled the dice. We doubled down on a crazy night just to say we did. We didn't have no rhyme or reason why. It just seemed like the thing to do at the time. Just to say we did, just to feel alive, to take a leap of faith, to feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love, wine and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did, just to say we did. Let's raise our hands up to the sky. Stay on this roller coaster ride. Just to say we did, just to feel alive. Let's take a leap of faith to feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love, wine and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did. Say we did. Just to say we did.
WRCO.